and welcome to another episode of the Engineering Influence Podcast by the American Council of Engineering Companies. My name is Diana Alexander, and I'm the Director of Private Market Resources for ACEC National in Washington, D.C. If you want to subscribe, just click like on our YouTube or podcast channel to receive updates regularly. Today, I'm excited to share with you more information about our third annual Business Development and Marketing Forum. We are opening registration on March 20th, and I'm here to give you a preview of the program. So here's what you need to know first. What is a forum? ACEC forums provide employees of member firms with specific functional responsibilities and opportunity to network with one another. So why should you attend the Business Development and Marketing Forum? So at the BDM Forum, business development leaders, marketers, and seller doers will hear from industry experts and peers on the latest BD trends and how the state of the market affects them. Professionals will also meet in an open forum to share challenges, solutions, and ideas for personal and firm growth. Now, who attends BDM? It includes a mix of CEOs, presidents, vice presidents, chief marketing officers, BD directors, marketing directors, client service managers, seller doers, and marketing coordinators that join with a team member for additional education and networking opportunities. This year, the forum will be held at Hilton Denver City Center at 1701 California Street, Denver, Colorado. Please stay tuned for a reduced rate registration link for room reservations, and we'll include a link for that in the show notes of today's program. Now, if you already joined BDM, here is what's changed and you need to know. We've shifted the annual meeting to the fall, and it will be held from September 22nd to the 24th this year. That means we will be joining other critical business functions for the first time. This includes human resources, information technology, and finance, and there also is a new group joining for the first time called Women's Leadership Forum. BDM filled 55 seats. Year two, we stretched the room to 65 registrants and took several walk-ins. But this year, we'll have space for up to 100 attendees. Finance, HR, and IT will also bring 100 attendees each, so we're looking at a 400-plus person event. The program will shift as well from a two-day format to 3 days. We'll kick off on Sunday, the 22nd, with a welcome reception, including all forums, and continue day two with a full day of networking, education, and conversation, and then finish day three, keeping our megatrends-focused speaker luncheon. As for the content, this year we will feature a lot more of our member firm perspectives and panel discussions to learn from one another. We already have 10 speakers and 15 if you include moderators and ACEC national staff. Here's the agenda that was created based on the feedback from our prior attendees, and I couldn't do this without our planning committee. So thank you to them. And for those that don't know me, I used to do marketing and BD for a couple of engineering firms for several years before joining ACEC almost 3 years ago. So I take a personal interest in this event's planning, and I'm very excited to share what the committee has come up with this year. So here we go. Schedule of daily event. Day one, Sunday, September 22nd from 5:30 to 6:30, we'll have an opening reception with all forums, including HR, IT, finance, and women's leadership. And after the reception, we'll break out into our business functions and meet with your peers only. On day two, which is Monday, September 23rd, we'll open at 7:30 a.m. with continental breakfast and networking. At 8:30, we'll open with our first session on the current state of AI and AEC. No surprise there. So Kristen Kautz, CPSM partner of GM Idea Agency, and also a leader of AI and strategy for Zweig Group, will be returning. If you are a member of the BDM online community, you might remember Kristen kicking off our AI and AEC series with an introduction to AI. It's also worth noting that the e-learning recently received a Trendy Award, which honors the best marketing and communication pieces in the association and nonprofit community. This time, Kristen will return to update us on how AI has shaped the AEC industry in the last 2 years. What legal and ethical updates do we need to be aware of? And how is AI impacting AEC today and looking forward? Then we'll move on to session two at 9:30, which will focus on proposal creation and software and the use and integration of AI. This will be a closed door session, including Jennifer Fulmer, knowledge management for Mead and Hunt. She will moderate a fireside chat between Jennifer Andrews, CPSM and VP of Marketing for Woodard and Curran, who has recently implemented Joist AI, a new proposal generating platform for AEC marketers specific to our industry, and Sharon Whitwam, database specialist for Ayers Associates. During this session, they will cover how firms are using the latest CRM and AI platforms. Members will share pros and cons and best practices with each of their CRMs that they have experience with. They'll discuss the top 10 questions to ask when switching platforms and implementation across job functions and internal support and buy-in at your firm. We'll take a quick coffee break and come back at 10:45 to go on to session 3 to cover a go-no-go process. This will be led by Maxine Layton, the Director of Marketing and Business Development for JB&B. And they will include Heather Brown, Director of Marketing from Dibble Engineer, to give a smaller firm perspective. And then Brandy Miller, Manager of WSP, a very large firm, to give that perspective as well. This is not a how-to for go-no-goes. This will be a high-level conversation from those who've created and implemented processes so you can learn what they failed at and what is working for them and paths they took to where they are now to success. So here you will hear about real member go-no-go experiences, critical processes and risk assessment, how results impact leadership decisions, and financial and resource management. We'll take a break for lunch and come back at 1 for a very interesting, exciting panel called Thought Leadership. And Joe Irizarry, the Senior VP and CMO of Robb Kistner, will be moderating. And that includes Kyle Fisher, a Principal Americas Marketing and Communication Leader for Arup. And we will have Helga Salling, Vice President of Global Growth and Strategy for Life Sciences at Jacobs. And finally, Nicole Sparks, who is the Director of Marketing for SG&H. So here we will listen to 2 very large size firms and 1 medium about what their firms are doing regarding firms' digital presence, AI integration again, digital marketing, internal versus external communications, and new business and talent retention. That is going to be a very exciting session there. Then we'll continue on at 2:00 and do job function breakouts. This is something new and we're calling candid conversation. Attendees are going to break out into 3 groups based on their job function. And this will be senior leadership, marketing, and then business development directors in each of the 3 breakouts. And this is going to be modeled after our very famous ACEC National CEO Roundtables that occurs at each of our conferences. So looking forward to that. We'll finish and wrap up by 4:15 with an open discussion and summary. And then we'll kick off on Tuesday, September 24th, to finish day 3, 7:30 again, Continental Breakfast and Networking. 8:30, we will kick off with an ACEC national update. This will include Catherine Motley, Senior Vice President of Tax and Workforce Policy, and yours truly. We will give a government affairs update from national offices, including a post-election outlook and how the results could impact you, including the reauthorization of IIJA in 2026. And also a presentation on market intelligence resources you can utilize from national offices, including market-specific briefs that outline trends and business insights, as well as online education and other events. We'll take a coffee break, come back at 10:15, and look at 6 ways to building a championship engineering firm. And this will be by speaker June Jewell, CPA and president of AEC Business Solutions, LLC. She is the author of 2 books, Raise Your Value and Find the Lost Dollars. You'll learn how to identify and communicate your value through a profit-based strategic plan, empower project managers through a culture of accountability, and gain a competitive advantage by selecting better clients. I've personally heard Ms. Jewell speak at one of our annual conventions about this last bullet during our CEO roundtables, and it is very thought-provoking, so looking forward to this one. We'll wrap up, prepare for departures, and check out our hotel rooms. At 12:00, we'll have the buffet luncheon, where we have a keynote speaker on a review of EFCG's industry overview. This will be Emily Shaw, Vice President of Mergers and Acquisitions for Environmental Financial and Consulting Group. Here we'll take a look at a comprehensive view at the latest trends and performance of the AEC industry. And topics will include technology, ESG, and M&A activity. And finally, a snapshot of what is happening in the AEC space and critical questions that leadership teams can build into their conversations. So a really great jam-packed agenda lined up there, again, with about 15 speakers. It's going to be a very exciting 3 days. we'll wrap up and leave until next year. But I do want to let you know that registration links will be provided in the show notes today. But if you're a member and would like to hear more about registration first, please email me at dalexander@acec.org and we'll add you to the online community. I did want to take the opportunity to share more information about two other events that we have coming up. First is on May 1, the online market briefing titled Adaptive Reuse, What's Next for Office and Beyond. This will be a second in a series of four. And the first speaker will include Stephen Painter, global leader of building transformation and adaptive reuse at Gensler. His team developed a conversion algorithm for the rapid assessment of existing office building stock and ESG assessment. He focuses on unlocking value of Class B and C buildings and converting them to residential. Our second will be a GC, Robert Wanger, Vice President of Pre-Construction and Estimating from W.C. Smith Construction. And this GC has experience in building repositioning and has already overseen a few office to residential conversion projects. And it's going to give us a firsthand look at how that's going. And finally, Aaron Jodka, who's a director of research in U.S. capital markets, who we're welcoming back from Colliers. They provide forecasting trends for investment strategies and is going to give us insight into the financial feasibility of these conversion projects. And lastly, on May 4th, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Grand Hyatt during our annual conference and legislative summit, we'll be hosting a local D.C. developer panel during the Land Development Coalition Roundtable. Seating is limited, and we currently have two very exciting speakers committed, including Richard Lake, the founding principal of Roadside Development, and Robert Gilbane Jr., senior vice president for the development of the Gilbane Company. Join us for an intimate panel and open-ended Q&A with these two developers. And we're looking to lock in another speaker or two. That's about all the time we have for today. Please like or subscribe. And thank you for visiting for another Engineering Influence podcast.